Hello, this is Mother Storm, the rector of St. James in Scarsdale. Thanks for listening. This was a sermon I preached last Sunday, July 7, 2024. I'm going to skip I'll leave it in the printed section, but I'll skip the initial remarks on the 4th of July weekend and just get in this recorded account, just get right to the sermon. No prophet is without honor except in their hometown. We just had this reading a few months ago in Epiphany last January. I don't know if you remember. There are only so many times the church can ask its clergy to preach on the same passage, though I'm reminded of how the 17th century English priest John Donne preached something like 300 sermons on the biblical book of Jonah. But here we are again, Jesus' rejection in his hometown, Nazareth. This is without doubt something that happened to him. He returned to his hometown, entered its synagogue, the one he grew up in, read from the prophet Isaiah, and declared Isaiah's prophecy fulfilled. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. The moment is well attested to in Scripture. The same scene is described for us in three of the four Gospels. Luke gives it more context than Mark does here. According to Luke's account, Jesus, after he finished reading, continued speaking. He spoke of God's favor towards foreigners, outsiders, people who didn't belong to the right town or covenant and yet had been chosen by God above those who did. Luke the evangelist is always eager to include and even favor the outsider. Christianity wouldn't be what it is without Luke's gospel. What angers the people of Nazareth in Luke's account of this story is not so much that Jesus is seeming to call himself a prophet who can do amazing things, a local pretending to be more important than he is, but that he's widening the circle of God's chosen people. And the people listening get very angry, as people do when we're told others should have what we have. Today's form of the story from Mark's gospel, however, is shorter and simpler, but no less important, because it's about who we listen to. 1 week from today, my family and I will be around the corner, I shouldn't tell you this, at the Quaker meeting just over there on Popham Road. We've been involved on my Sundays off for a few years now, and some of them, the Quakers there, actually come over here during the year to worship from time to time. The reason we go there is because my husband Andrew was a Quaker when we met. Every Sunday, he went to the 15th Street Meeting House in the East Village near where we both lived. It's kind of a jump to go from Quaker to Episcopal, so it's a small concession to him to return to his tradition a few Sundays a year. So Quakers worship in silence. There's no minister. You just walk into the room, sit down on the wooden benches, and you're totally quiet with everyone else. Maybe some few people during the hour feel led by the Spirit to speak. And if they do, no matter what they say, who it is, what you think of them, your charge is to listen and receive a message. The burden is on the hearer to hear God's words in whatever that person says, whoever that person is, however they look or talk or whatever. This has been, for me, one of the most important spiritual lessons of my life. It has made me less judgmental, a better, more attentive, but also more relaxed listener. It has brought into my life pieces of advice I never would have heard without this shift of the burden from the speaker to the hearer. It's not on them to give me the message. It's on me to find the message in what they're saying. The people of Nazareth in Jesus' day just couldn't hear what he had to say because they were unable to look past the messenger, which for them was just a local kid with, they presupposed, nothing helpful to say. It seems ridiculous now. How often do we miss out on things we need to hear because we block the messenger? I know his story. She's one to talk. You know, I knew her when, ... and so on. There are prophets all around us. The best ones are close to home. They're also the hardest to hear. Many more we block out based on prejudices we've inherited or picked up along the way. Prophets are all around us. Listen to them. We deprive ourselves if we don't. Remember, people didn't listen to Jesus for the same reasons we don't listen to some people today. Because of their youth, because of their color, because of their language, because where they're from, because they're strangers to us, because they're too familiar. The task is ours to hear and to let the prophets all around us make us smarter and wiser, better people, better Christians. Amen.